In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Every Friday morning, our resident historian Felix Bunnell joins us for All Over the Map, which is his quick look at the stories behind the names of local places and things. And this week, we know now that it couldn't beat the iPod, but where did Microsoft get the name for the Zune?
It's a burning question, I know, Dave. It's easy to make jokes about the Zune. We've all heard it called the Edsel of MP3 players. I've used it myself as a punchline every now and then, guilty as charged. Now, we'll get to the name in a second. First, a quick history. Autumn 2021 is the anniversary of a couple of big Zune milestones. The first, it was 15 years ago, this November 13th, when Microsoft announced the Zune with a big press event at Westlake Park. The Zune was just like an iPod, Apple's MP3 player, but it also had some cool features the iPod didn't have, like an FM radio. Who could disagree with that?
Yeah.
And a feature whereby you could share audio files, like your favorite songs and photos, wirelessly with other Zunes. That other Zune holder could then play that shared song three times before it would disappear. Now, at the Westlake Park event, the Zune was rolled out with great fanfare by Bill Gates. Even John Richards, the popular KEXP morning guy, was on hand for the fun, but the fun didn't last. Now, because the other milestone was 10 years ago. October 4th, 2011, the Zune news that day was bad. Here's the Seattle Times archive robot reading part of the story.
Zune player appears to be officially dead. The Zune player support and service page says, "We recently announced that, going forward, Windows Phone will be the focus of our mobile music and video strategy, and that we will no longer be producing Zune players."
The Seattle Times had a reading robot?
Well, on the archive they do, and I hope they don't replace radio people with that, because that would be very troubling to hear that voice every morning. Now, death was an instant. The Zune brand officially went away in October 2012. Music downloads and streaming ended November 2015. Now, I've always wondered where the name Zune came from. We know the Edsel was named after Henry Ford's son, Edsel Ford. We know New Coke was literally Coke with the word new in front of it.
Yes.
So I reached out to Microsoft. They weren't able to help me. They've apparently moved on. But I found a guy in the UK named Peter Bull who's just published something he calls the Zunepedia. He doesn't know the name origins, but he told me the code word for the Zune while it was in development was Argo. The various versions of the Zune all had code names, too. Peter Bull also shared a copy of the original brand guidelines, which said the name Zune was chosen because it, quote, sounded both active and fun while suggesting an association with music and technology. Of course it does. Now, here's the really breaking news here. I also tracked down a former Microsoft employee who was involved with Zune and a number of other projects. This person told me that the name came from internal brainstorming at Microsoft, and specifically the concept of Zune Tunes, which was an early name for that sharing concept. So that perhaps is the origins of Zune. Now, if there's anyone listening out there in the Northwest who was involved with Zune and who can confirm this information or offer some alternative story, send a text to 888-973-5476, because I would love to actually have this confirm the story. I also want to thank a local podcaster named Tim Ellis. He shared photos of his Zune tuned to Cairo FM. Mm-hmm. And he also shot a video during the great Zune freeze of New Year's Eve 2008 when all the Zunes shut down around the world for several hours, but they all came back automatically by themselves. I'll have more about that later at MyNorthwest.com.
But I assume the FM radio would still have worked, right?
It does still work. And this gentleman, Tim Ellis, he listens to podcasts while he's using his smartphone to make videos, and he listens to Cairo Radio on his Zune.
On his Zune, because FM radio always works. And there's no buffering, Felix. Just remember that.
And the quality, it's HD. I think
it's
HD radio, too. So the audio quality is amazing, and it's instantaneous.
All of Felix's features are on MyNorthwest.com. And we have a big Halloween show coming up, right?
Oh, we do. Have you been practicing your lines on that old script I sent you the other day?
Is that actually Orson Welles' original script?
I believe it is. It's the original document that was turned into a PDF.
Wow.
I can't remember where I got a hold of it, but I'm working on typing up our own version of the script, which we always modify slightly, of course.
Yes, of course.
But you can see Welles' genius in those lines he crossed out or stuff he emphasized, and they really love Campbell's Soup because that was the sponsor back in 1939. It's all about the soup.
All about the soup. Thanks, Felix.